Skin Deep by Nora Roberts, performed by Marie Caliendo.
I don't know what we're going to do with that girl.
Now, Molly.
With his eye on the mirror, Frank O'Hurley added a touch of pancake makeup to his chin to make certain his face didn't shine on stage.
You worry too much.
Worry?
As she twisted to pull the zipper up the back of her dress, Molly remained at the dressing room door so that she could watch the corridor backstage.
Frank, we have 4 children, and I love every one of them. But Chantel's middle name is Trouble.
You're too hard on the girl.
Because you're not hard enough.
Frank chuckled, then turned around to scoop his wife into his arms. More than 20 years of marriage hadn't dulled his feelings for her a whit. She was still his Molly, pretty and bright, even though she was the mother of his 20-year-old son and his 3 teenage daughters.
Molly, my love, Chantel's a beautiful young girl, and she knows it.
Molly peeked over Frank's shoulder at the backstage door, willing it to open. Where was that girl? They had 15 minutes before they were due on stage, and Chantel had yet to make an appearance. When she had given birth to her 3 daughters, each within minutes of the next, she hadn't known that the first one would give her more to worry about than the other 2 combined.
It's her looks that are going to get her in trouble, Molly muttered. When a girl looks like Chantel, boys are bound to come sniffing around.
She can handle the boys.
Maybe that worries me too. She handles them too well.
How could she expect a man as simple and kind-hearted as her Frank to understand the complexities of women? Instead, she fell back on an old standard.
She's only 16, Frank.
And how old were you when you and I...
That was different,
Molly said. But she was forced to laugh at the grin Frank sent her.
Well, it was.
She straightened his tie, then brushed powder from his lapels as she spoke.
She might not have the good fortune to meet a man like you.
Cupping his hands under her elbow, he held her still.
What kind of man is that?
With her hands on his shoulders, she looked at his face. It was thin and already lined, but the eyes were the eyes of the smooth-talking boy she'd lost her head over. Though he'd never quite come up with that moon on a silver platter that he'd once promised her, they were partners in every sense of the word.